Sorry I'm a little late. I hope you didn't think I was gonna flake on our little study date. Your dorm is nice. Looks like the only place to sit is on your bed, though. That's fine with me. So comfy. Did you already get started on the trick assignment? Let's take a look at what you've got so far. Oh. These are just recap of the identities we learned in class. How did you get them all wrong? Like, number one, sine squared theta plus cosine squared theta should equal one. It's a Pythagorean formula for sines and cosines. You should really just have that memorized by now. It's probably the most important trig identity. Because it can be extrapolated and applied for all the other functions. Like, if you divide every term by sine squared theta becomes 1, obviously, plus cosine squared theta over sine squared theta equals cotangent squared theta, and then 1 divided by sine squared theta is cosecant squared theta. So altogether, it's 1 plus cotangent squared theta equals cosecant squared theta. Knowing the Pythagorean formula for sines and cosines allows you to find the other Pythagorean formulas. That's the Pythagorean formula for cotangents and cosecants. But if you divide the Pythagorean formula for sines and cosines by cosine rather than sine, you can find the Pythagorean formula for tangents and secants. And then all the functions are accounted for. All easy to find from the basic formula for sines and cosines. Does that make any sense? Well, the initial formula is based on the unit circle, remember? With the center of the circle at the coordinates 0, 0, and a radius of 1. Building a right triangle with any point along the circle using the x-axis value, aka cosine theta, and the y-axis value, aka sine theta, as the sides of the triangle, the hypotenuse is always 1. So, the Pythagorean formula is sine squared theta plus cosine squared theta equals 1, and am I losing you? Do you even understand the unit circle basics? We did all this in class. It's review from high school pre-calc. Wow. Perhaps you need more of a tutor than a study buddy. Lay down. I'll quiz you on some simple mental math to help you warm up and stretch your brain a little bit. Close your eyes and picture that circle. The perpendicular x and y axes intersecting in the center. Picture it. Focus on it. Follow my voice, and I will help you, okay? If the x-axis represents the cosine values, and the y-axis represents the sine values, the point 1, 0, being the beginning of the rotation around the circle, counterclockwise, 0 degrees, and the opposite side of the circle, at point negative 1, 0, 180 degrees, since it's halfway around the circle. What are the coordinates at 360 degrees? Do you know? It's really fucking easy. It's just 1, 0. The same coordinates as the beginning. Because 360 degrees is full circle. You did know that, right? Maybe we should count out the degrees in multiples of 30. That's 12 times. Do you think you can count by 30s 12 times? It's actually really simple. Starting at 30, obviously. And then 60. I know it's a little tedious, but I'm trying to help you understand. 90. The degree measurement of a right angle, 1/4 of the way around the circle, 120. Were you able to do that math correctly? I know it's a little hard for you. 150. Getting harder and harder still. to think, to hold your focus. 180, the degree measurement of a straight line. We're halfway around the circle. You do remember that 180 is halfway, right? That's a semicircle now. Just the top half of the circle, flat against the x-axis. 210. Are you getting tired of this? Do you need a little study break? 240. This is actually a good memorization technique that a lot of smart people use to learn information really quickly. You let your mind sink and let someone else slip the information into your brain. That's so cool and easy, right? 270. 3/4 of the way around now. Cause you know, 270 divided by 360 is 3/4. All you have to do is count with me. 300. It's normal to feel yourself getting tired. It's good. 330. It's all a part of the learning process. You can trust me. I have an A+ in this class. And I'm absolutely certain that you don't. And finally, 360 degrees. All the way around, full circle, pretty and round. You have so much more to learn than I thought. I'm assuming that you probably didn't know that sine and cosine functions have a period of 2π, if that helps. It's easier to solve trig functions using the unit circle radians in terms of pi, at least in my opinion. But you know, I'm a pretty smart student. Do you trust my opinion? So, if 360 degrees is 2π on the unit circle, 180 degrees, the halfway point around the circle, is just pi. Does that make sense? And halfway in between the first point, 0 and pi, that would be π/2. Half of pi, halfway to the halfway point around the circle, 90 degrees. What are the coordinates of this point? Well, think about it. If the radius is always 1, and this point is 1/4 of the way around the circle, then the coordinates are 0, 1, obviously. You can also find each one by solving each trig function using the radian unit as the argument. So, the x value would be cosine π/2, which equals 0, and the y value is sine π/2, which is 1. So the coordinates are 0, 1. But these are the easiest points on the unit circle. Let's ramp it up a little. If your head starts to hurt, or if you begin to feel dizzy, that's a good thing. It means your brain is working really hard to understand. Just lean into that feeling. Sink into it. Let it guide you. Let your mind transport you into a solitary realm to isolate your focus. I know your brain is really working so hard right now. But with every question that tires your brain out, you'll sink deeper and deeper into that calming realm. And you'll get to relax a bit while I feed you the answers. Just let someone smart do it for you, right? Let's start simple. What are the coordinates at π/4? It is, once again, halfway in between the previous point and 0. Cosine π/4 and sine π/4. That's all you have to know to figure out the coordinates. Think about it. Think really hard. When you get the answers wrong, you'll just drop more into that relaxed state. You'll let me solve these problems for you, won't you? Every time you just can't understand or fail to answer, getting dumb. dumber and deeper. Deeper and dumber with every failed question. That's really deep and dumb for you. So content and happy to just let me do all the thinking now. The answer is square root of 2/2, square root of 2/2. Let's try another one. What are the coordinates at 3π/2? This one's also pretty easy. I know you're struggling. Just draw and let me answer for you. I know best. Cosine 3π/2 and sine 3π/2 respectively equate to 0 and negative 1. The coordinates are 0, negative 1. Now, how about 11π/6? I'm going nice and slow for you. Think. Thinking makes you tired of thinking, doesn't it? Down and down with every question. Dumber and dumber. Just be empty for me. I'll do all of the thinking when you can't anymore. The answer is, say it with me, square root of 3/2, negative 1/2. Because that's 330 degrees, the bottom hemisphere of the circle, the fourth quadrant, where the y values are negative. Just like your knowledge, apparently. Your thoughts. You're almost there now. Beyond emptied out. Brain gone. Mind gone. Just my words. My knowledge. The only truth you know. Luckily for you. What about 7π/4? What are the coordinates? If you think about it, it's actually quite easy. It's square root of 2/2, negative square root of 2/2. Are you getting the hang of it? What are the coordinates of 2π/3? Cosine 120 degrees. Sine 120 degrees. Negative 1/2, square root of 3/2. You're a bit slow. If you can't keep up with these beginner level basics, maybe math isn't the right area of study for you. Okay, just one last question, and then you can let go and draw all the way down to the bottom, okay? Where you can let me do all the thinking for you. As your tutor. With this final question, you'll feel your intelligence leave your body and let my words take its place. I'm smart enough for the both of us. So let me do all the thinking now, okay? Come on. What are the coordinates at 7π/6? It's negative square root of 3/2, negative 1/2. Huh. You're really bad at math. Do you mind if I touch you? Is my hand okay here on your thigh? I just need to readjust. Shh. Relax. Give your brain a little break. Numbers really aren't your strong suit, huh? I wonder if you can even do some simple addition. Maybe I can put it into really common terms for you. I can feel a little lump in your pocket. What's this, Oh. Perfect. Your wallet. Let's see what's inside, Wow, you actually keep notes and coins in here. This is perfect. Okay, so we have 13, 14, 15, 16, $2 bill, and two tens, and eight ones, and a surprising amount of coins. Okay, I'm going to lay them all out on the bed. Let's say you have nine fives, five twenties, one, one ten, one two, one, seven $1/2, six quarters, 12 nickels, 11 dimes, and 13 pennies. Add those up while I divide some up for myself as well. Add those up for me. And I will have 5 fives, 1 20, 1 10, 6 ones, 1/4, 4 nickels, 2 dimes, 89 pennies. Oh, I'm sorry. With our close positioning on your cramped bed, my hand keeps, rubbing your crotch area every time I pull money out from your stash. I promise it's accidental, but I will admit that you're kinda cute. When you get more confused and flustered, have you added up that first amount yet? I want you to add mine up too. I'll rub your thigh, just to give you some time to think. Add up those numbers for me. How much money do you have? How much money do I have? Who has more? By how much? Now, what happens when I take 5 fives, 2 twenties, 2 ones, 3 $1/2, 4 quarters, 10 nickels, 2 dimes, 4 quarters, and 11 pennies from your pile and add it to mine? Again, sorry for the rubbing every time I take money from you. Just try to focus, please. This is like second grade math. If you haven't added the numbers up in your head yet, you should probably just give up. Looks like you have $86.96. And I now have $105.58. Now, I'm gonna give you 3 twenties, take 7 tens, give you 1 1, 1 2, take 8 $1/2, give you 5 tens, take 54 pennies, give 1 nickel, 1 dime, and I'll take a 20. Are you following along? The look on your face seems confused, kind of dumb and distracted for some reason. So you really can't do simple addition. I suppose you're not smart enough for this learning method to work properly. It's a bit too advanced for you. I suppose only smart people can use it. You obey and listen so well, but your brain is just getting more empty, draining out more and more with every single problem you have to solve in life. Math is too hard for someone like you. Addition, subtraction, it's so much better to just be dumb. Dumb forever. Not just now when you're in this state. Dumb forever. It's so relaxing, isn't it? Nod your silly, stupid head for me, cutie. That's right. Dumb and stupid. Why try to think when I can do it for you? It seems our pairing is a bit one-sided, intellectually speaking. I don't think you have much value to offer me if I have to teach you everything. Since I'm essentially your tutor now, I think I deserve a little compensation. So I'll just keep these. Do you even know how much that is? I'm just playing with you, of course. I'm not quite going to just take all of your money while you're disinhibited. You'll probably end up doing it yourself anyway, with how silly you are with numbers. Here. Here's your 20 back, 2 tens, your ones, your two. I'll take these tens, redistribute these coins. In there. Now it's all split evenly. Fair and square. The notes and coins all add up to an even $100 each. Just like we started with. It's a good thing one of us knows how to count. You must be really bad at keeping track of all of this money. You might just spend and spend until there's nothing left. Staring at that familiar, confusing little circle. The zero at the bottom of your bank account. Reminding you of your failure to understand basic second grade math, let alone college level trigonometry. You'll never be able to understand the unit circle. The only circle that means anything to you is the zero at the bottom of your bank account. When you lose track of the numbers in your wallet, when you lose track of your thoughts, when you lose track of yourself, like right now, I'm sure your brain is exhausted from trying to do a little bit of basic math. You can let it relax now. I give up trying to help you learn for yourself. I don't think you'll ever be able to learn and understand. It's a good thing you're pretty. And full of my smart words. Just like all of those zeros. Empty. Worthless. Just there to look nice. Zeros are worth nothing. Just like you. So when you see them at the end of numbers, you can just ignore them. That's pretty easy, isn't it? See, math is quite easy. You can just do it in your own special way. That doesn't require as much thinking. Only my words. And you know that my words are always right. I'm the smart one here. You sort of owe me. You're so empty without me and my thoughts. Dumb. Dumb forever. You'll owe me forever. Spending. Forever. Giving your money and your intelligence is the best thing you could do for me right now. Forever. So do it. Feel it happen. Feel these changes become permanent. This is what you are. Stupid. Dumb. Spending. Does that trigger you? Feeling dumb. Having to be told what to think. Owing me for being dumb. Owing me because I do all the thinking that you can't do. Repay me for relieving you of your thoughts. As worthless and pretty as the number zero. Just remember that feeling on your crotch as I took your money for myself. You'll enjoy it too. And you appear to have $100 with my name on them. Two pretty, useless zeros. Just like you. When you give me $100, it's essentially just like sending $1. Doesn't feel like much, but it's the least you could do for me. I'm just going to leave now. Feel free to submit your payment after you hear the door close. It'll feel so good and empty. My dumb little cutie. Mwah. Goodbye now.
Distraction.